going to join us. His computer's doing an update. So,
Gotcha.
yes, I'm ready. Thank you.
All right. I'd like to call to order the Firefighters Relief and Pension Board meeting for March 7th, 2024. Sherry, will you please take the role?
Mayor Woodards,
Here.
Michael Sanssouci is on his way. Andy Cirullo,
Here.
John Carmen,
Here.
Mike Steele.
Here.
All right.
All right, we'll now move on to approval of the minutes. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
I will make the motion to approve the minutes of February 1st, 2024, as is.
I'll second it.
All right, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it, the minutes are approved. Public comment, Sherry, have we received any public comment?
We did not receive any.
Item four, Sherry, is there any unfinished business?
No.
Sherry, item number five, are there any communications?
There are no communications.
All right, then looks like we've got a couple of items for new business. This meeting might take a whole 10 minutes today. Watch out.
Maybe not, maybe not. So the first request is from a retiree requesting a long-term care assisted living, and I provided you with the information.
Well, I'm
Okay.
going to cut to the chase, and with the information provided, I feel and compelled to make a motion to approve this request for assisted living.
I'll second that motion.
All right. Is there any discussion? All right. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, the ayes have it. Moving on to item B, Sherry.
All right, this retiree was previously approved for long-term care, and he is requesting a private room based on his medical condition. The letter was signed by a nurse practitioner. I do have a request in to get an MD signature added to it. So that's kind of a formality. If you are going to approve the request, I would say it's okay to approve it, and I'll follow up to make sure we get that signature. That makes sense.
And my take on it is that I'm going to make a motion to approve this, but that is with the caveat that we will expecting and making the motion predicated on we will have a physician's a signature for this. But the circumstances tell me that approval would immediately would be advantageous, and I believe I'm going to throw in, and I guarantee that we'll get the medical signature we need. So thereby leaving other discussions for you folks, I'm going to make a motion that we do approve this.
I'll second that motion.
All right, are there any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, then in this instance, oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, yep. Yeah. No, all those opposed? The ayes have it. The motion is carried. Moving on to item C.
Okay, but I do have
Sherry.
a second. I do need a second motion because I didn't add his bill to the pension fund roll items because it depended on whether you approved the private room or not.
Gotcha.
So his
I
first
will. I
bill
will.
is from
Oh, go ahead.
January 24th through February, and it would be $9,498.40.
All right. I will entertain a motion to amend the pension fund roll items, adding this charge.
And contingent on the information that we just had, and I'm going to make a motion that we do approve.
All right.
I'll second that motion.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? All right, the ayes have it. All right. Now moving on to item C.
Yvonne Parkhurst, widow of Milton, passed away on February 6th. That's just for your information.
Lovely
All
lady,
right.
a lovely lady, cranky husband, wonderful son. Worked with
Thank you, John, for the notification. All right. Moving on to item D, I will entertain a motion. Okay, I mean, do you need to explain that? I think it is.
Yeah,
It
we
makes.
just need a motion for conference attendance for myself, John Carmen, Mike Steele, and Randy Plain.
All right, is there a motion?
Oh,
I
I'll make a
move.
motion that we approve the 2024 left conference.
I'll second it.
All right. Oh, wow. Andy got in there this morning. Okay, great. All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The motion is carried. Moving on, Chair, is there any other new business?
None.
All right. Well, then moving on to our almost final item. I will entertain a motion.
I do have a question about this.
Don't get ahead of ourselves. We do still have to approve the pension fund roll items as amended.
Randy, we're not there yet.
Yeah. Sorry, that's where I'm going.
Thank you.
Okay. I will entertain a motion to approve the pension fund roll items as amended.
I'll second it. I got you.
No, I got to have somebody move it first. I entertain a motion.
I'm going to make that motion. So
and it's already been seconded. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. All right. Sherry, are there any claims?
None.
Mike, did you have something to add? Mike or Randy, Randy, you did?
No, Randy did.
It was me, Madam Mayor.
Sorry, Randy. I didn't have my screen on because I was trying to, I only have one screen, so I had the agenda up, not the screen. So sorry about that. Go ahead, Randy.
That's a beautiful friend that you have to your right there that comes on the screen every once in a while.
I know, she disappeared from me.
Yeah. a clarification with Open Meeting Act, I assume that we're covered by that. Zoom meetings, and then sometimes if we have to go into executive session, or is it if we just leave all names off, that covers us from having to go into any executive session? So just a clarification.
Yes, if we were going to talk about an individual by name and any confidential medical information, we would have to go into executive session, which would be challenging.
Okay. So would we know from, I can see everybody that's on here today, at least that's been talking, would we know if there were other people listening in that we wouldn't see up there?
That's a really good question. I thought we could, but Michael says he's listening in. I'm guessing that maybe he used the...
I can see him. I can see everybody who's on the call.
You can see Michael Sansusi?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. If you click on participants and you scroll down, there are 8 people in the meeting, in this part of the meeting, and there are 2 attendees. And if you want to go to executive session, all you do is ask the attendees to leave and you turn off the recording, and then you can go into executive session. You just have to make sure that there are no attendees in the room.
Okay. So yeah, you're right. Participants are showing,
I see Michael and Colleen.
The problem with that though is, I think the best practice would be to create a remote
go to a different room
that's as close to a real setting as possible. And so if people were to attend, where would they then go? And so we can't exclude them from the meeting. And so
gotcha, Charles. So we'd have to set up
and
we need a
second.
And
the other thing, because I know we talked about it in the CBC staffers meeting once, where you said we'd close or we'd pause. Go to a different Zoom room, but you can't have 2 Zoom meetings open on the same account.
So you know what you could do? What we do, Sherry, at the council meeting is we do our meeting in Zoom and we do our executive session in Teams.
Right, but these retirees don't have Teams.
Oh.
Because they're not on city. So... yeah, we haven't needed an executive session since we've been using Zoom. So that's kind of a bridge we'd have to figure out.
I was just going to say, I would just check with clerk's office because I know this has come up. And I know other CBCs have been able to create a second environment. And if they need to give you a second Zoom account to be in compliance, then I think that's what we're going to have to do.
Yeah, or
and
Sherry,
we could probably use someone else's account in that instance. Yeah.
Yeah, Sherry, you could use mine.
Yeah, yeah.
You could use, yeah. Okay. Yep. All right. Are there, with that, I have to go back to my agenda now. Sherry, are there any claims?
None.
Is there any new business, any other business?
Nothing from me.
All right. Well, then with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn. And you guys took a whole 11 minutes today.
I think I see Randy getting a little hand up, but otherwise I will make a motion to adjourn. But
do we know everything about Regents related to multi-care and so forth? That looks like it's all resolved and we're all good to go.
They signed the contract. It's all resolved.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All right, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. We stand adjourned. Have a good Thursday, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
You as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.